We're talking about the notorious Clifford Olson, capital punishment in Canada, and ending on some Jack Soul this week on Meanwhile in Canada.
Hey, welcome to another episode of Meanwhile in Canada on the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. Yes, the Post It Up Network. My name, Kyle Bowen. Most importantly, that dude's name through Zoom is Trevor Beggs, man. What's up?
I'm doing great, man. Trevor, you didn't even ask me how I'm doing. You just said my name, but you know, I'm doing great. Sun's shining. Life is good here in Canada. Life is pretty good here in BC. You know, where coronavirus hasn't hit us too hard, but you know, I know you're bringing us some hard hitting topics this week, man. So it's going to be an interesting episode here on Meanwhile in Canada.
Shout out to the people in BC. You know, it still hit us hard. Don't get us wrong. You know, the people have been affected here. And it's interesting to see the numbers be so different throughout the country. And I'm trying to figure out why they're so quote unquote low in Vancouver. What are people in BC doing differently? Are they doing something better? I want to see the science behind that. It's just interesting. Best of luck to everyone out there. Stay safe. Wash your hands. Stay safe. Shout out to the heroes. Shout out to the fucking heroes, yo. Real talk.
You're doing terrific.
Yeah, a lot of heroes throughout Canada, man. And yeah, I do think that part of it's luck that we've been so you know, much lower than the rest of Canada in terms of the rates. And
cool.
I don't know, there's so much shit with care homes in Ontario and Quebec. Like, it even made news in the Washington Post in the States. Yes, Canada got talked about in the Washington Post, one of the biggest newspapers in the world still. So yeah, you know, it's bad over there. And yeah, you know, it could always be better, but it could always be worse, man. Life's not going so bad, you know. We're just a couple of nice hipster Canadian boys drinking out of our mason jars. Is that a Canadian thing? We're both drinking out of mason jars right now.
We're just fortunate, man. We're very fortunate. Best of luck to everyone out there, man. Three Little Birds, Bob Marley. We live in the life. Straight up. Meanwhile, Canada on the Post It Up Network. This is the show where two people with mason jars. That's what they're called? That's what these things are called? Mason jars?
Yeah, mason jars, yeah.
Learn about Canada. Learn about their nation. Learn everything. Everything about it. We got questions, including questions about the death penalty. About the death penalty, yes. I actually know the reason, okay? We're going to go to a dark place right now. This sometimes happens. Netflix, I got nothing to watch late at night. And my thing at Netflix is similar to some people's relationship with a book at night. You know, 10 minutes every night. That's my thing with Netflix. I just pass out. Now I'm watching murder shows, you know, murder documentaries, docuseries on the craziest things. I'm watching one right now where there's a neck bomb involved and a bank robbery and the dude actually blows up and the conspiracies, blah, blah, blah. Just getting me in that mode for quote unquote murder. No, you know what I'm saying?
No, you know what I'm saying? I know exactly what you mean. Some of those documentaries, it is just insane to watch these, you know, an analysis and a recap of some of the craziest events that have happened in the world. You're right. It sounds like a weird thing to watch when you talk about it out loud, but there's a huge draw to it, right? I mean, tons of people watch it.
What did we
learn?
One
of my old roommates had a sweater, and it said murder mysteries and chill for like, or it was like something like that to do with Netflix.
Damn. That's interesting. That's cool. You know, that's cool because I could see that, you know, people getting together, couples, blah, blah, blah. What should we watch? And most of the time there's a lot of, yo, come on, let's be real. There's a lot of elements to a murder mystery that is just perfect for everything that Netflix and chill was bred to be. You know what I'm saying? It's got everything. You got to cuddle. You got to talk to each other. You got to get a little scared. You know, you got to get close. I get it. Whoever made that sweater, low key, a wordsmith.
I mean, obviously it was a girl who wore it, so it's, who doesn't want, like, girls love to cuddle, man. Come on. At least my girl does.
Dude, I fuck with cuddling. Why not?
Yo, we're Canadian boys. You can't, like, you're a little bit less Canadian if you don't like to cuddle. Let's be real. We're just friendly people.
Real talk, that's what Canadians do, cuddle. Anyways, where were we? Capital punishment.
We were gonna talk about death and murder, talking about cuddling. Yeah.
This is what happened. So I'm watching these crazy plots of murder being rolled out. Some disgusting people. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? You know what I'm saying? You putting people through the worst? Are you kidding me? You're despicable. And it got my mind racing to the death penalty. Not because I wished upon that. It just made me curious. Like, when did it stop? And these people and these acts must be the reason why it was brought up. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, how are these people allowed to live? I think that's not fair. You can't be going around killing fucking 10 people, fucking shit up. Like, that's fucked up. That's scum. It just got me thinking. So I was like, hey, let's learn about Canada's relationship with the damn thing called capital punishment.
Yeah, yeah. It's an interesting history, man. It was in this country for a long time. I know there was, I believe, 710 people who were 710 who were received capital punishment.
Hung.
Over
just say it. Just hung. History. Just hung.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Yeah, hung him. Yeah.
And 1998 was the last that time it happened. I'm hearing.
Based on 1998, timeline. I believe it was officially ruled out, but there hasn't been a penalty by capital punishment. I had it in front of me a little bit while ago. No. Yeah, so in 1998, they eliminated the death penalty for military members. But in 1976, it was...
abolished.
Yeah, it was abolished then. Yeah, exactly. So it was only permitted in special cases when military was found of like cowardice, desertion, or spying on the enemy.
Yeah, and when I read that, that made me really think too. I mean, that's a serious crime, right? That's a serious mm-hmm. crime. They were hanging people for going against their country.
Yeah.
And then you have...
That's a big deal.
Yeah, you could see why, oh man, just a bizarre time, man. Why am I watching murder mysteries, man? What's going on?
Yeah, I know, you live by yourself, I know, you get scared easily, like, I don't know why you do this to yourself. I know these things are fascinating to learn about, Kyle, but sometimes I worry about your mental sanity in those situations.
Hey, you know what?
You need someone to cuddle with.
No.
I'm not available, though, sorry.
No, you know what? Maybe because I stopped watching that 70s show. It's over. I finished it. Maybe I just need different things to watch. Or maybe, we're just looking for some things that provoke, you know? Provoke. Hey, come on. It's the Posted Up Network, Trevor. We need to be provoked. We need to be inspired. Go check out the latest episode of Loki with Coltar Got Bounced. Yo, this guy shut me up so quick. I asked him, do you believe that sometimes it's important for you to minimize your inspiration? And he's like, what the fuck are you talking about? You can never stop being inspired. So sometimes I do watch these Netflix shows because I'm like, yo, we need some shit to be talk about. Got my mind racing. Anyways, relationship with capital punishment in Canada, it got me to a real dark side of Google. Ones that involved the biggest serial killers in Canada. And it was startling to find out that someone who, and I'm talking to myself, someone who claims they love the city doesn't even know how one of the most evil people in Canadian history did his killing in the lower mainland of British Columbia. It's fucked up.
Yeah. I mean, I know we're talking about Clifford Olson mainly here. I sort of steal your reveal.
It's all good.
But I know reveal. Robert Picton was another one, right? Those are two guys who, you know, committed a lot of really, really foul acts here in the lower mainland. And especially when you talk about Clifford Olson, you know, a lot of his victims were picked up in Surrey, which is the suburb that, you know, you and I have spent the majority of our lives in. So
straight up.
It's a story that definitely hits close to home. And I think about, like, my mom moved here in 1982 to North Surrey, where a lot of these murders happened. She would have moved there the year after Clifford Olson was committing all these murders. So it was a scary time for even someone like my mom, you know, moving to a place after this happened. And my mom was like 100 pounds, man. She's like 5'1", you know?
Bro, I haven't even brought myself to that perspective yet in all of this. Damn, that's interesting. How were the people in our city feeling around this time? Obviously spooked out. What were the guidelines? Could you go out? You know what I'm saying? Were there more police on the street? Obviously, shit just going on. This dude right here, Clifford Olson, just fucked up, evil as fuck, and just so manipulative. Like, real talk. This guy, after getting put into jail for these crimes, was asking for what? Close to $100,000 in payments to reveal the bodies of all the other victims. It's just fucked up. It's just fucked up to see that he actually, I believe he got some of that money. You know what I'm saying? I believe he got some of that money, and there was this big ordeal about it. But here we had a guy who was leveraging his insanity to benefit the pockets of whomever's in his family getting that. It's just crazy. And he was given that. I'll give you a body for some money. It's just fucked up. It's fucked up. And
yeah. And I mean, what the RCMP took so much heat for the way that investigation was handled. And it's interesting. I actually talked to an old journalist at CKNW. It's a local radio station here in Vancouver, if you haven't heard of it. George Garrett, a reporter through the 70s, 80s, 90s. He told me that he had the tip from the RCMP on the fact that Clifford Olson was going to get paid by the judge for giving out these bodies. And he had the information but couldn't report on it for a little bit because the judge was like, you know, this can't get out right now. And eventually, of course, it got out. And I don't think any other, like, the damage was done. Like, everyone damage was pissed
done.
About it.
Damage was done. Yeah. Everyone was pissed. But, hey, I guarantee if you do some digging, and this is so dark, but if you do some digging, I'm trying to put myself in the position of those parents. I've never had a kid. I don't even know when that's coming. I've never felt like a parent in my life. If there was a chance for me to get closure and for us to have, you know, a proper service for a missing child that I have in my family, and it costs thousands and thousands of dollars, I'm probably doing it. I'm probably doing it. There might be a chance that if the families wanted this to happen, again, we have to do some more research, but I could see somewhat of a reason. You know what I'm saying? Because this guy was offering closure. It's fucked up. Don't get me wrong. That's what makes these fucking killers so fucked up. They're so good with getting their way in some fashion. Fucking gross, man.
Yeah, it's crazy what can happen in the world. And yeah, it's, especially when it's so close to your home, it definitely hits home. Like, we're talking about, you know, 11 victims in a year span. Like, it took the police a while to catch this guy, you know? Think about the lives that could have been saved if they caught him before.
And I believe he did all this in, what, like a nine-month spree? He just went off.
Yeah, it was late 1980 to about mid-1981.
And yeah, man, just all those innocent people just, and young kids. It's gross. And reading up on this, and I do think around the time when this was happening, so we're talking about what, the early 80s, all this stuff is happening. The whole argument or debate around capital punishment was brought up again. There was a little bit of a brouhaha about it. I read something on it. We'll do more research on this. Hey, we're just two people learning about this stuff, taking some notes. I got them on my notes, and my note says people were bringing up capital punishment around the time where this guy was getting caught with all this, because I guarantee the question was being asked. Why does this dude deserve anything? It's a fine line. It's a weird thing that I barely think about, but now thinking about it, it's bizarre.
Yeah, and it's weird. It's interesting, too, because so I guess to backtrack a bit, the last two people to be served with capital punishment were in 1962. Now, so when Clifford Olson was caught and charged in the early 80s, this was abolished. And it's such a crazy debate, because some people believe that people are less likely to commit murders if the death penalty is enforced, because then they get a quick way out, whereas prison is more of a punishment.
Ooh,
which maybe has some merit. I don't know. I'm not a murderer. I still think people do crazy things, and you know, they're not really thinking about what's going to happen when they die or go to prison.
Damn, never thought about it like that. There's so many perspectives on this. It's just a dark fucking subject.
I'd say the other main perspective, I guess that's a reason that you would keep the death penalty illegal. Obviously, there's ethical reasons as well. But the other way around is that you look at Canadian prisons, and taxpayer money funds these prisons. So the more people that are in prison, it's the more money going from your tax dollars towards prisons. And a lot of people feel like, you know.
Trevor, did you cut out there about to make a big point? I think he was about to say this. How come serial killers are being used for tax dollars? Is that where Trevor was going with that? And it makes some sense. I'm new to this. This thought process, or just this idea. What goes on with capital punishment? What's the history behind it? Why was it removed? Why was it implemented? What's the psyche behind it? You know what I'm saying? It's just a bizarre time. Trevor, do we have you back? Do we have Trevor Beggs back? No, we don't. You're listening to Meanwhile in Canada. Now, normally, I'd cut it. but I'm not going to cut it, okay? I think Trevor's back. I just want you to know, go check out the rest of the Post It Up Network, all right? Low-key episode, we already mentioned it once. Meanwhile, in Canada, every Thursday, in my personal favorite show, What the Fuck You Reading, Najin, released out on Monday. People should read it. Trevor's back, though. Trevor's back. What's up, Trevor? What's up?
Yeah, I hear you talk about the great shows in the Post It Up Network. Not sure where I lost you there, but...
I kept it together, yeah, Trevor. I kept it together.
You're doing terrific.
I kept it together. No cuts. We just kept it rolling.
Yeah, I was actually listening to Connect the Dots the other day on the Post It Up Network, learning about those 22 songs you put on your list.
Oh, man. Oh, man.
What a selection, man. What a selection of songs you got there.
Mostly picked on the toilet. And you're
over Post Malone, too. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes. Bizarre story, right? But, man, just a selfish moment. Selfish moment. Go check out that episode, Connect the Dots. I think it's called Forgetting Dej Malone. Anyways, more on capital punishment. Trevor, when did you cut out? Oh, you cut out about the tax dollars. Continue.
Yeah, so I was talking about, you know, if you're looking at the other side for, you know, putting debt or having capital punishment come back, is that taxpayer money goes to funding prisoners. Now, a lot of people think, you know, there's some people that should sit in prison. Obviously, they're not bringing back the death penalty en masse. But in some cases, why do you want your tax dollars to go to a guy like Clifford Olson who's sitting in prison? When, you know, he probably deserves to die.
Yeah. For killing a lot of people. Killing. Yeah. That's evil. Evil. You would think that there are no ethics. Again, this is someone coming from, this is something coming from me, Kyle Bowen, okay? Kyle Bowen, someone who never reads up on this shit. Just naive, ignorant. The real world, I guess you could say, is something that I'm looking forward to learning more about via this show, Meanwhile in Canada, and just Canada in general. It's just crazy. Even to know that Canada got rid of this in 1998 with its military rule or whatever is mind-boggling. I thought it was something that was gone a long, long time ago.
Yeah. Well, how about did 1962 seem like that long ago? Because it's almost 60 years ago now. That was the last time someone was punished by or was forced on with capital punishment. But
that's a long time ago.
Wait, it wasn't that long ago. Like, that was in our parents' lifetime.
Come on, 60 is a long 60 years? That's a long time ago, Trevor. That's a long time ago. Right. 60? That's a long time.
Almost 60 years in Canada since someone's been punished by death.
1961 was the last time it happened, bro.
62?
3 years before that, it was 1959.
You're doing terrific.
That's a long time ago, bro. That's a long time ago. You're listening to Meanwhile Canada. Who knows when we'll learn more about murder. You know what? We should have this conversation more and more, you know, throughout our lives and our inspirations through murder docuseries. So anytime we feel like murderers? No, not murderers. Not murderers. Okay?
Jesus Christ. When you're in the mood to learn about...
Anytime you're in the mood to... I don't know, man.
Mysteries and chill.
There you go. The show I'm watching right now, fuck, man. That shit's fucked up. Neck bombs, ransom notes, bank robbery. For $8,000, this guy robbed Come on. Ridiculous, man. Ridiculous. You're listening to Meanwhile Canada once again. Posted up network. Kyle Bowman, Trevor Beggs. Let's move on to French lessons. I believe, we're still tied. Last week was the first tie in French lessons, s'il vous plaît, whatever we call it, history. First one to 100, free trip to Montreal. Who do you got? Who do you got, people? Trevor Beggs versus Kyle Bowen. Let's do it, French lessons.
You really think this man is speaking French?
Let's do this. You know the rules. I give Trevor a sentence in French. He has to translate it in English, vice versa. Whoever wins gets a point. Whoever gets to 100 wins a free trip to Montreal. Trevor, do you want to go first? I'll let you go first. I'm feeling Canadian. You go first. Read me my sentence, and I'm going to translate this motherfucker. Let's go.
All right. All the best to you, man. So here we go. Arrêtez de regarder des spectacles effrayants la nuit.
Go again?
Arrêtez. De regarder des spectacles effrayants la nuit.
La France est huit. Yeah.
Arrêtez de regarder des spectacles effrayants la nuit.
Okay. Can I ask for a hint? Just not for a word, but just a theme. Like, what are we talking about here? You know, give me a little topic. What's this sentence about? Okay.
It regards your habit of watching a certain type of show at a certain type of day.
Okay. Every night, I choose to watch murder docuseries because it's a fucking spectacle.
Man, you gave me credit for writing way too many words there. I'm going to have to say you're wrong.
Oh, okay.
Just because I care about your well-being, I just wanted to tell you to stop watching scary shows at night.
Ooh, for my well-being. I'm not scared. Trevor, I'm not scared. I'm not scared. I'm not, bro. I'm not. Okay?
I don't know.
I'm just intrigued. You know, I'll say this. We'll dig a little deeper into my past. I do remember being super, super in love with Law & Order. Watch that with my pops all the time. That show's great. So, same thing. Maybe that's where it started from.
Maybe, yeah. I know my wife loves Law & Order. She loves CSI.
I love that song.
You got iced tea in there. He's so good, man.
Yo, man. Great, great. Okay, so I got that wrong. I got a sentence here for Trevor. I don't think he's going to get this. Okay? Quel était ta cereal préférée?
Say that at the beginning again.
Quel était la cereal préférée?
Is it... Trevor is serious about summer?
No, man. My translation's that bad? So it's what was your favorite cereal?
What was your favorite cereal? Oh, man.
Yeah, that was the best one. That was the best
I got confused because I thought ete means summer.
I'm saying it wrong for sure. Then okay, let's hear it. Let's hear this shit. Holy shit.
Quelle était ta céréale préférée?
I said it right.
No, you said it right. You said it right. That's a pretty easy one. Okay. I fucked that one up. That's pretty sad.
Okay, now you know the deal, okay? You know what? I'm gonna run the song again, okay? Because I gotta wipe the tears off my eyes, man. That shit was hilarious, okay? We're gonna do it again, tiebreaker. How we do this, whoever gets the most words right, okay? We break it down to the fine things about the sentence. Let's do it again!
You really think this man is speaking French?
Okay, Trevor, you got that sentence or what?
I sure do, man. Are you ready for it? I think you can get this one. We talked about this on one of our other favorite shows today, but here we go. Vancouver gagne la fosse Coupe Stanley.
Ah, yeah, I win. Vancouver wins the Stanley Cup.
Almost.
What?
Vancouver is winning the fake Stanley Cup.
I got a couple words there, though.
Yeah, you got pretty much every word.
Yo, I won. I know you're not going to get this. You're not going to get this, okay? La peine grillée à la cannelle était mon préféré.
My preference is a grilled cheese sandwich. I didn't hear from Oz, but I heard La peine.
You're doing terrific.
Oh, man. No, man. The sentence was Cinnamon Toast Crunch was my favorite. I win. Yo, I'm doing it for the Findus. I'm beating a white dude at French lessons on the greatest, yes, greatest Canadian podcast, I think, of all time. I don't really listen to a lot of Canadian podcasts. That's what I want to do. Who else is doing this? Because let's be real. We're not the only ones. But we are the only ones with Trevor Beggs and Kyle Bound.
Maybe I'll shout out a local one. This is more about Canadian murder mystery specifically.
If
you like Canadian murder... What's that?
Do it.
Oh, I'm doing it right now. No worries.
Let's go.
If you like Canadian murder mysteries, there's actually a podcast recorded pretty close to us in Surrey, BC called Dark Poutine. And beautiful. It's two guys who kind of go in depth on like a bunch of different murder mysteries in Canada. So... if you like learning about general Canada, we're your show. But if you want to dive deep into those murder mysteries, which we do like to do.
Yeah. No, we coming back to this. There are a lot of murder mysteries and we're going to learn more about. That's dark. The serial killers in Canada. What? Canada, man. You're not supposed to have serial killers. Are we really doing this? Are we really repping Canada like this? People around the world are going to be amazed that people like this are from Canada. Crazy. Dark motherfucker.
Yeah, there's one documentary I watched about serial killers in Canada on YouTube. Yeah. I think the guy even started off by thinking, he's like, Canada. When I think of Canada, I think of sitting up with my feet warm by the fire. But other people have more sinister intentions.
Damn.
Damn. You guys shout out Canada for being so nice, man.
Damn. Damn. Well, dude, they're giving this fucking killer $100,000. I don't even know. Sure, we know what we're gonna get into it later. You know, I'm gonna dig up some more info. We'll bring up this guy again and just the details about how that stuff happened. Cause I'm really fucking interested. Go check out that podcast that Begsy just mentioned. Maybe we'll drop the name in the bio. We will drop. Yo, we're Canadian. We're Canadian. We'll drop that name in the bio. My name, Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs. We're gonna end things off with what's popping. Pop culture moments, memories in Canada, people in Canada. Trevor Beggs has something up his sleeve. Let's do it. Let's do it. Let's do it. What's popping?
Oh, man. What is popping? You know, I wanted to kind of end this show on a bit of a lighter note, although there's some heavier tones to this as well. But just had a song come in, and it got stuck in my head the other day. Kyle, I think you should look it up. This would be the song that we play to kind of end the show.
Let's do it.
But Still Believe in Love by Jack Soul.
Okay.
It was one of the number one songs in Canada back in 2004. Still I remember being like 10 years old, 11 years old.
Jack Soul.
Yeah, I remember being 10, 11 years old and just singing. And my parents would kind of laugh because it's a cheesy song, but it hits home, man. Anyway, just wanted to give some love to these guys because I really just learned about the lead singer's story like a couple days ago. And I couldn't believe all this happened. But the lead singer, Hayden Neal, he went through some shit. He went through some shit in his life. So back in 2007, he was hospitalized after his Vespa was hit by a car and he was in a coma.
What?
And he was in a coma after the accident. So now he actually came out of the coma, believe it or not. And he actually was recovering in bed and he was still recording a little bit of music. But then he got lung cancer after being not a smoker his entire life. And he ended up dying from lung cancer at the age of 39. So I just want Canadians to kind of remember Jack Soul this week. You know, we're talking about Clifford Olson and all of his victims. You know, like keep them in your hearts, keep them in your minds. So let's continue to remember some great people that have gone away. And I think Hayden Neal of Jack Soul is one of them. You know, I was reading one article from the Toronto Star in his obituary. And a lot of people touted him as the best R&B singer in Canadian history. And now that's pretty high praise. I know Canada's probably not known for R&B, but you know, we talked about your boy Drake, a Toronto
that's
boy.
You know what? You have to do it, eh? You have to bring up Drake again, dude. I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming. You are a sick motherfucker. Line this whole thing up just to fucking bring up Drake. Crazy. But I'm excited. Well, I'm excited to listen to the song. I'm excited to listen to the song. And if you want to listen to Drake R&B, just go listen to Take. We're not gonna do this, okay? We're not gonna do this. We're not doing this again, okay? I'm gonna play this song though, cause I want to know what's it all about. I fuck with the cover. I really fuck with the cover. Artistic, done well, crisp. I'm excited. And you know, is there a possibility that I've heard this song before? Was it a radio song?
There's a possibility. It was a big radio song.
Okay,
back
cool,
in 2004.
Cool. I'm excited for this. I'm excited to reminisce. Jack Soul. Yeah. We're stealing this for the Post It Up Network. For Canada. Woo-wee!
She left with all of her clothes on. She walked with all my CDs.
Okay. I could rock to that song. You know what, Trevor? I'm gonna put that on the Post It Up playlist. That's how we make that playlist too for the network. You know, we go everywhere. We post up. Come on, man. This is a jam right here, man. We post up. We absorb what other people are listening to. Come on, man. I can't even stop it. It won't even stop, Trevor. It won't stop. Oh, there you go.
Can't stop the funk, man.
There you
so
go.
Good.
It stopped. Holy, Jack Soul, Still Believe in Love, rest in peace. That made me feel warm. You know, let's go. We snapping the fingers, baby. We snapping the fingers.
Yeah, it's a great song, man. I think their other big hit was Can't Stop. It's a pretty good song too, man. It's a pretty good song too. I think you like it.
Cool. You know, I guess this is a good time to announce to all those millions and millions of listeners that we will be opening up a playlist straight up. So I'll tell the loyal listeners here, okay? So we have one playlist that's about to come out. Well, two playlists that are about to come out. Should I say the names? Should I say the names? You make the call.
Why not, man?
Okay, cool. So one's called Stay Low. Just some lo-fi, some instrumentals, okay? And the other one is called No English. No songs have English. So it's from around the world, okay? The one for Meanwhile in Canada, what were we going to call it again? Oh, Canada, right?
Oh, Canada, yeah. right.
Oh, Canada. So we're going to open up a Oh, Canada playlist. Trevor, you should just send me about six songs right now. You know what I'm saying? Six songs.
Man. I mean, Jaxel's going on there for sure, man. Definitely going on there. Going to give you a Rush song. We'll put a Drake song on there.
Anything. Every Sunday, we'll update that thing with 11 songs. So you give me six, I'll do five. 11 songs every Sunday. Oh, Canada playlist. Post it up, man. Podcast and playlist.
It's going to be a great playlist, man. I can't wait. If I'm at the bar. Sometimes you need that nice little like 40-minute playlist just for a walk or something. This is going to be a great playlist for that.
And every Sunday, it updates. That's what Post It Up does. Once again, playlist and podcast. If I'm at the bar, when social distancing is no more, you know, I'm there. Nice suit on. Whiskey. Double. You know, double with some ice. Fine lady comes up to me. We're talking. She asks what I do. Tell her about the network. Post It Up. Playlist and podcast. Gonna show that it updates every Sunday. Come on. I got the commitment. I got the commitment like God. You know, I show up every Sunday. Let's go. Show up every Sunday. Let's go.
She's going to hear the songs on this playlist too. I know you got a great taste for music, and this Oh, Canada playlist is going to be, it's going to be sick. You're like, it's going to come out on a Sunday. You're going to feel good at the Sunday vibes. You're going to want to bump this playlist. It's going
to
be awesome.
Dude, I'll tell the people the secret right here. You know, you said, oh, you have a good ear for music. You know how much music's out there? You know how much music is fucking out there? It is not hard to update playlists. Real talk.
There's more music than ever before.
I agree with that.
And you know, think of all the old classics too. That's along with all the new stuff that's being created. Like there's new music every day, man.
Every day
there's more music than there was the last day.
I'm gonna leak my secret to you because I'm gonna need you to do this. You know, you have to give me six songs every Sunday. There's a feature on Spotify. You know, Song Radio. You've probably used it many times.
Oh yeah, love it,
bro. Easiest way to find music relative to what you already like listening to. It's just a tool that anyone in the world, let alone people who make playlists, do. And I tell these things to people because, dude, I'm not selfish. I read books. Some people don't tell people things, you know, in life. They don't want to teach other people. That's so selfish, yo. That's so selfish. What if people thought like that? We'd have no teachers. We'd have no schools. We have no books. I help the people out. Song Radio, use it and expand your library of music. Post it up.
Big fan of that, man. Look at you. So Canadian. What a great way to end the show with some nice Canadian advice. Look at you, man. What a great guy. Sharing is caring, especially knowledge.
Sharing is caring, especially the knowledge about Canada's most vicious serial killer. It's a weird
and
show.
And best R&B singers.
There you
what
go.
An episode.
That's what Meanwhile Canada is all about. You know, Trevor Beggs, Kyle Bowen, we learn about Canada. However way we choose to do so. Because at the end of the day, we're learning about Canada. And that's all we're trying to do. Post It Up every Thursday on the network, the Post It Up network. This show gets, once again, posted up. That could be a thing. I just made that up on the spot. Kyle Bowen, Trevor Beggs, go follow us wherever you do your following. I've made a TikTok, haven't dropped anything yet, just got the username. Trevor, we're trying to get him on him. We're trying to get Trevor on TikTok as well. We're just working out the contract details. Hard bargain. We're trying to push for Trevor from Canada.
Oh, yeah, gonna have the own TikTok channel. It's gonna be a beauty, eh?
Hey, okay, let's get the hell out of here. Have a good morning, a good night, a good afternoon. We don't know when you're listening to this, but we appreciate it. Peace.